Hi everyone, welcome to the Poetry Pod. In this podcast, we will look at the poem Kindness, which was written by Naomi Shihab Nye. The first heading is subject matter. This poem offers a very original insight into kindness and the part it plays in our lives. The poet suggests that we need to lose things, sometimes very precious things, and we need to feel the depths of sorrow before we can fully understand the power and impact of kindness. The next heading is theme. The key message in the poem is that we must first experience sorrow in order to truly understand and experience the tender gravity of kindness in our lives. Nye reminds us of the sobering truth that sometimes things do not go as planned in life, and that there are often several unexpected twists and turns with which we will have to deal. But kindness, according to Nye, is the deepest thing inside, an emotion more powerful even than sorrow. Kindness, she believes, is an important to us as a really close friend who will always stay with us no matter what. Quote 3. There's some really insightful and interesting ideas in this poem. Read over the poem once more and select any three images or lines that you think say something interesting about sorrow and or kindness and how they are related. Make a note of your favourite lines in your worksheet. The next heading is imagery. There are several examples of figurative language in the poem. This just means that the poet uses techniques such as similes, personification, metaphors, symbols, and so on. In the opening sentence, note the use of a simile in line 4, like salt in a weakened broth. The image of salt dissolving in hot soup reminds us that life and our plans for the future can sometimes dissolve and be taken from us unexpectedly in a split second. The metaphor of a desolate landscape represents moments in our lives when we are unhappy, despairing, feeling disconnected from everyone and everything. Any sense of despair that sometimes feels like life is fragile and broken is overcome by Nye's unrelenting hope. She personifies kindness as a really close friend who sometimes is the only thing that makes sense anymore. In using these images, Nye makes her thoughts on the importance of kindness in our lives very memorable, so much so that some of her insights may well stay with us, like a shadow or a friend, long after we have finished reading this poem. The next heading is language. The language in the poem has a conversational quality to it. We almost get the impression that Nye is sharing some instruction with us, advising us what we need to do in order to make space for the power of kindness in our lives. In the opening stanza, she suggests that to really understand what kindness is, we must lose things. She repeats this phrase throughout the poem. We must lose everything that we counted and carefully saved. We must witness desolation and death of people who also had hopes, dreams, and plans. We must wake up with sorrow, and so on. We can see the technique of repetition in another key phrase, which occurs towards the end of the poem. Only kindness can make sense anymore. Only kindness can tie your shoe. Only kindness can say, it is you I have been looking for. Using language in this way reinforces the poet's key point and makes it more memorable for us. The next heading is form. The poem is composed of three stanzas of irregular length. Stanza 1 is 13 lines, Stanza 2 has 7 lines, while there are 14 lines in the third stanza. This arrangement seems to underline one of the key ideas in the poem, which is that life is unpredictable and sometimes unexpected events can break a plan or pattern that we had set for ourselves. However, Ni also cleverly uses repetition, which prevents the poem from appearing random or disjointed. Just as kindness can keep us together despite life's challenges, the poem is pulled together by those examples of repetition, which we saw earlier, and another example which is in the opening line of each of the three stanzas. Before you know what kindness really is, before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, and before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside. This structure helps to make the poem more coherent, so the poet's message remains in focus throughout the poem. The next heading is sound. There are many examples of alliteration in the poem. Feel the future. What you held in your hand. How he. Wake up with sorrow. Assonance is evident in no sorrow, lies dead by the side, and out into the day to gaze. The poet uses a free verse writing style, so there is no end rhyme used in the poem. The next heading is tone and mood. In a reflective poem that speaks about sorrow, about losing things, about death, Ni remains hopeful that with kindness in our lives, we can always feel we have a friend by our side. Ni knows that life can be very challenging, that the future can dissolve in a moment, and that some people's dreams and plans do not always come true. Nonetheless, this poem will give many readers a really strong sense of hope. We have all experienced some degree of sorrow in our lives. Some of us very deep sorrow indeed. Ni's poem offers a reassurance that in losing what is precious in our lives, we can at least be consoled that kindness will be with us to tie our shoes and to send us out into the day to gaze at bread. The final heading is personal response. How did you think or feel after you read this poem? Did it resonate with you in any way? Would you agree with the poet's perspective on sorrow and kindness? If you could meet with Ni, what would you say to her or ask her about her poem?